pay close heed to my every word.
And here's to you, Rian Johnson. The Last Jedi made a lot of dough. Whoa, whoa, whoa. But listen here, Rian Johnson. The fans and I have got a few complaints. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. We would have liked to know a bit more about Snoke. And maybe something about Rey's parents too. J.J. Abrams set up mysteries you didn't solve. Then again, I guess he did the same with Lost. And here's to you, Rian Johnson. Don't let the petitions bother you. Woo, woo, woo. They want you gone, Rian Johnson. But that's probably Disney's call to make. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
You are listening to League Podcast, episode 397. I'm Matt Durson.
I'm Josh.
Oh!
That's the new Josh Lingle because the other one died and we needed to replace him for this. Inferno.
All right, welcome everyone. Of course, we had to make a Star Wars reference in the thing because this is the this is going to be our Rise of Skywalker podcast. So obviously, if you haven't seen it, you know, don't listen. But you know,
I gotta say, this time
most
around,
people probably have.
It was tough for me to. I almost didn't see it this weekend, or I didn't see it in enough time for us to record today. I would have to been like, oh, can we do it like on Tuesday or something. But yeah, I got it in there. Stacy had a show, it was canceled, and then we were able to go.
Very good. It was funny. You said that you hadn't seen it yet. I was like, you're lying. You see everything early.
It almost didn't happen.
I almost didn't go either because I have this weird schedule now. Well, I had it. That job is over, but I was working like later. But I ended up seeing it Thursday night and just
excellent.
Like a late, well,
how late did you have to go?
It was 9:15, which isn't too bad. I was afraid that it would be like, oh Christ, like, and there's going to be like hours of trailers and I'm not going to get home till like 2 a.m. and you know, whatever. But so I don't know. Before we get into the actual movie, have you guys heard of this, the ArcLight Theater?
I have.
I mean, it's
the name
a chain.
Sounds familiar.
It's a chain, but there's one in Boston now, and it's pretty cool, actually.
The person I know that went complained about it. So I'm interested to hear what you have to say.
So apparently, now I don't know. I didn't know this until Rachel told me, like, a little while before we were going in, but like, there's only like a couple trailers. We only saw a couple really short trailers. One for Top Gun Maverick. God, holy shit. What a piece of terrible movie that looks like. But anyway, and then you can't seat. Like, they won't seat you after the movie, like, starts. It's like a play.
Yeah.
Like, you can't
like
sit
a
down.
Selling point.
Yeah, it's like, get there early. Can you imagine paying, like, $30 or whatever the hell it costs, and then getting there, like, 2 minutes late and, like, sorry.
It's weird because that's never anything that's bothered me in a regular movie theater because the doors are like hidden around a corner, you know, it's not like light shines in or anything that's really that distracting.
And also but sometimes, there's trailers.
Yeah, there's trailers. Yeah. Right. So, I mean, sometimes it's a little weird when people are like looking for their seat and they're kind of like moping around while the movie's going on, but it almost never happens, right? Because there's so many trailers and whatever, but I don't know. At the theater that I used to work in had like doors that would just in the back of the theater that would open up. So anytime someone opened them, it would be this huge swath of light. Yeah, that goes all across the screen. But yeah, it doesn't really happen.
Then it was annoying. Yes. Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, I just like the idea of it, I guess. It's just like, hey, get there. You know, they probably will seat you. I don't know. I mean, what? Who knows? But we got there like right as the lights were going out. So it was pretty interesting. But because I didn't know. Yeah. And I'm like, I like to be early for movies. I like to get there and be settled. But
it didn't matter. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you need to have a nice settled in chair for when you're fidgeting and sighing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Butt, you need to like have a nice groove in the chair for your butt.
Well, yeah, and it's funny. These seats, you know, they recline, but they don't recline as high as some other theaters I've been into. And I was like, oh, that's weird. But it actually was kind of nice. I think that's sort of how ergonomically you're supposed to sit. I don't know. But anyway, I recommend the ArcLight, but, you know, cool. Maybe it's not for everyone.
But get there on time.
Yeah, no shit.
The person that I talked to that went there, that I guess they built a row of seats that are the recliner chairs, but they're on that weird level where there's a wall behind you. So they got the seats that were like right where the wall is, so their seats didn't recline. And they were bummed out.
Yeah, there are different tiers, I guess they can call them. We got the reclining seats, but yeah, Rachel said like, oh, well, the row above us don't recline. I was like, oh, that's weird.
Yeah, at Assembly Square, they have that. It's like the lower ones recline and then the upper ones don't. And I find that quite annoying.
Do you pay? I assume you pay less, right?
I don't know. I don't really? Think you do.
I don't think so.
No. Oh, I would. I'd want to pay less. For that,
yeah, I'd want to pay less too.
Yeah, I'd be like, wait, I'll pay a little more for the reclining seat. Oh well,
we went to the Regal Fenway, but we did the RPX experience. And say, you know, what the hell? Might as well get the biggest screen. I always like the biggest screen.
Yeah,
but I don't know if they have like it's like airline rules when they're designing these things, because I felt like I had tall guy problems when I got out of the movie last night. My knees were like cramped from. Not having enough room to
yeah.
Josh, you know, do you
like what Josh feels like all the time.
Like the time, literally.
I was in a regular theater last night that they didn't have reclining chairs, and oh my god, by the end of the movie I had to stand up because my knees hurt so bad.
Oh,
I was so cramped. I was just like, I'm just standing here in the corner waiting for this movie to end.
And it was like 2 hours. 2.5 hours.
It was a little over 2 hours. Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's get into it. I was about to make a comment, but okay. So let's do this the right way. Do we want to go one at a time? Do we have our thoughts all ready to, speak? Who wants to go first? Does someone have a preference? Well,
why don't I go first?
Clay, why don't you go first? I like this.
Just because you guys know how I generally feel about things. And I just want to set a tone that, you know, maybe you might agree with it. You might not. I really liked it. I think that it made The Last Jedi even more on Durson's side about The Last Jedi, because it wasted all those storytelling hours making that shitty story. And because of that, J.J. Abrams had to fix a lot of shit, which he did his best at. And I thought it was really cool. Like, I liked the Emperor coming back, and I liked I cried when Princess Leia died. You know, like it did seem like it was just kind of moving along, and JJ did the best he could. There's the things that I really don't like about it. I don't like the way that the Force is now portrayed. I don't like how they can be like handing each other's stuff from the real world into their Force time calls to each other.
I definitely
don't like that. And and kind of some of the uses of the Force and how like Luke Skywalker's Force Ghost was like very interactive and fucking like, oh, I'm lifting the, remember this? Do you remember this when I lift the X-Wing out of the water? Remember this? Like, why is a Force Ghost doing that? There was just things like that that are like really nitpicky Star Wars fan stuff that I didn't like, but I feel like JJ crammed in as much stuff and he did the best he could. And I thought that the Final Order stuff was cool. I like Kylo Ren's new helmet And, you know.
Which was basically his old helmet, wasn't it?
Yeah,
wasn't
but it was it like red.
The red lines. Yeah. Okay. Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead. Continue.
So, I'm pretty much done. I sort of am okay with the Ray's reveal, and I like how they sort of ended it, and the deaths that were that happened, I was like okay with them, and even erasing C-3PO, like that was kind of funny. So I felt okay about it. I thought it was good. It was way better than Last Jedi, and Last Jedi fucked this movie up. Anything that was bad about this movie was blame on Rian Johnson. That's what I say.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. What about you, Josh?
I don't know. I'm kind of torn. I think I saw this and I felt like I liked The Last Jedi more.
All right. Okay. Because this one was so bad or what? Like, or just...
There were aspects of it. Like, the whole first half of the movie was just, like, too jumpy. It was just, like, I felt like they had these, like, Princess Leia parts that they needed to put in because it was just, like, what she had said and they had cut out of another movie. So for it to make it make sense, and they just kept like jumping back and forth from like, here's Princess Leia. 2 seconds later, they're on a planet. 2 seconds later, they're back to Princess Leia talking to Rey, and it was like,
yeah, back to Princess Leia. Yeah, which is like,
and I was just like, oh my god,
I felt that pretty hard too. But I was like, they're doing the best they can here. I did think it was like a little jarring. Awkward.
Yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So overall,
I mean, overall, I thought it was. I liked it. Okay. It was one of those things, though. I kind of left the movie and I was like, I don't know how I feel. Like, it wasn't like, I wasn't like, yes, but I wasn't like, this is garbage. So I was like, huh.
Well, yeah, I think it's hard. And I went in with a weird, because here we are. So obviously we are of the Star Wars generation, really, right? I mean, I was born in 1976, and this movie, like the first one came out in 1977. There was probably not a year in those 43 plus whatever years that have gone by where I didn't probably watch a Star Wars movie or just think about it or whatever in my entire life.
You never turned your back on Star Wars, you
know? No, and like, of course not. Of course, why would I? There was no way, right? I mean, even during the prequels, I was like, that one wasn't, you know, whatever. I was always very...
Do better next time.
right. I mean, there was never an idea that, like, I wouldn't see the next one, even though, like, Phantom Menace wasn't that good and whatever, but I'm like, you know, whatever. So, like, I love Star Wars games and toys and comics, and there's not been a, like, I'm all in on this thing, and it's literally been my entire life. And now there's, like, this is the end of the Skywalker saga, and I was kind of just like, let's end this. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I kind of do get that. It's like, all right. But I mean, I shouldn't be feeling that way. It's kind of, but okay. But as far as this movie goes, oh man, I was pretty underwhelmed. I was bored. In fact, throughout the middle half of the movie, because I just didn't get it. Okay, so here we go. So they go. The beginning was okay. It was fun, you know. Poe, Finn, boom, boom, and like it's moving fast. And I'm like, oh, okay, so this is what they're doing. Like, they're moving fast. They get back to the thing. The spy tells them,
oh. Rey is, like, doing her training. Like
that. Right. That was all cool. They get back. Oh, Palpatine is alive. We have to go and get him. Well, we have to go to this place to get this thing, the Wayfinder, which I was like, okay, a Wayfinder. And then they have to go get a Wayfinder to find out where Palpatine is and blah, blah, blah. And then, like, so I was like, oh, this is going to be one of those movies that just moves fast. Like, okay, we're doing all this. And then it just like I don't know. So they went to all these planets.
They dropped out of light speed.
Yeah, like, literally. Like, and I was like, oh, so they go to this planet where there's this celebration, and then they go to this other planet where they have to.
I know that
do the thing, and then they have to go to this other planet. I'm like, oh yeah, Burning Man. Yeah, right.
They go to Burning Man.
Yeah,
that's exactly what I thought too.
And then like the shoehorn Lando. We got to get Lando in there. Oh yeah, Lando's here. What are you doing here? Oh, hey, you know.
Yeah, where were you the last two movies?
I've been here at Burning Man.
I know. I've been celebrating.
Show up to Han Solo's funeral or anything?
Yeah, right. I mean, like, and he's all, oh, me and Luke were looking for this thing, and it's all just like, whatever. Okay, so
yeah, they get, totally. And then, you gotta think, I don't mean to interrupt you, you're in the middle of your spiel, but okay. You gotta think that this Wayfinder thing was not like part of the original plan when fucking Force Awakens came out. You know what I mean?
No, that's like, that's okay. So
go ahead.
I'm glad you said that, because that's, I feel like that's what all three of these movies, like, they really didn't have a lot to do with each other. Like, I don't think there was a plan from beginning to end. Like, even though this is a trilogy and it's like three movies and it's a story, I don't think there was any cohesion. You know what I mean? I don't think they knew when they invented Rey as a character that she was going to be Palpatine's granddaughter. Spoiler warning. Or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think they knew that when they started writing. Maybe they did, but like, you know, I mean, I don't know. So anyway, yeah, by the time they get to the by the time they actually get the Wayfinder, I was like, what was this for again? I don't even remember. Like, because they go to all these other planets, they have the Sith dagger. Oh, well, we can't translate that because C-3PO can't say the words. What? Like, whatever. So, like, makes no sense. They drain, like, they reprogram him. He can't remember anything.
That was a fun little thing. I thought that
it was a fun little thing, but then, like, they literally, like, 10 minutes later, he's back to normal again. So what was it? You know, I don't know.
They had the backup. It's fine.
I mean, it didn't matter. I guess that's what I'm saying. Like, it didn't matter. It was fun, but it didn't really matter. And, like, the same thing with Chewbacca, when they thought he was dead. And, like, I actually thought that was a cool moment.
I know. I was like, that's a shock. And I was just like, oh my God.
It's like, oh my God, they killed Chewie. Like, and like, then they were just
I didn't like it, but I liked it.
Right. As a, like, well, I didn't like it as a fan, but as a, as like a, oh, this is a, I want to be into this movie. That was, that brought me into the movie.
And also, then, because it does.
Oh no, he's not.
Like, Rey is, you know, maybe turning to the dark side by accident or something. Like,
right. I thought that was a cool moment.
Drama.
And then they were just like, oh no, we had another ship there. Chewie was on that one. Oh.
Yeah. So you didn't sense that one before as you were trying to rip that thing out of the sky?
Yeah. Like, I mean, they should have just, I mean, I hate to say this as a Star Wars fan, like I said, my whole life, I think they should have killed Chewbacca right there.
I agree.
Way more people should have died.
Yep.
Yeah, this is the last one, right? This is it. They kept saying,
like Rogue One was like a punch in the gut. He's like, yep, those guys are fucking dead. Fuck them. You know?
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, they're all. No, but it was still a great movie. It didn't take away.
There's a lot of destruction on Mustafar or wherever, Excelsior or whatever that was. Like, but that was, there was no.
Yeah,
like,
I don't remember the name.
There was no real. There was no real cost to that. They were just like cut and paste, like 1,000 Star Destroyers CGI blowing up. Like, it wasn't like a lot of people.
Yeah, right.
A lot of rebels died. Well, they did have some rebels died.
But nobody of any consequence. Nobody that except that fat guy that's in all JJ.
Seth MacFarlane's best friend or whatever.
That,
he's
I
like
forget.
The new Porkins. He's like Porkins.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, oh no! And like, you know, they bring back all these people that you don't even, I don't know. I don't want to jump to the end, but yeah, so like they go to all these planets and they go to Carrie Russell's planet, and it's like we're still learning all these things about these characters that we've supposedly been watching, not supposedly, but we've been watching them for two movies now. And we're still like, oh, Poe has a past. Oh, look at this. And it's kind of just like, well, whatever. We should be getting into the action. And it's just like, we're still like, I mean, if Return of the Jedi, if we were only just then finding out that Han Solo was a smuggler, I'd be like, all right, enough. You know what I mean? Like, I want to get into the action. And this movie just kept, they just kept flying around to these different planets. And like I said, by the time they got to the Wayfinder, I was like, what was this for? I don't even remember. Like, what is this about? And then they get it and they didn't even need it after all. And you know, the funny thing is, the Emperor is right where he left, like right where we last saw him. He didn't go anywhere. Like, he was on the Endor moon in the in the Death Star. Right? Like, he didn't.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't?
He was on the his planet there, where Kylo Ren went to see him at the beginning.
The Sith homeworld or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Ecclesiastes or whatever the hell the name of the planet. I don't know. You're right.
Einstein's Bagels.
Here's here's my question about the whole Sith thing. Aren't there only supposed to be two? And then they're like, but on our home world, we've got thousands of followers. And you're like, where did this come from?
Always two there are, a master and apprentice. That's what
I think that the... Okay, now this might be a stretch, but I think that those thousands of what appeared to be Sith were kind of like Force Ghost Sith that were all focused, like they were all part of the Emperor. They were just, he set them up as an audience.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they didn't do anything, really.
Because he's like, I have all of the Sith in me. And she's like, and since Luke was like, you have all of the Jedi in you. You have all of the Jedi.
I mean, that was a nice... I did like that moment with all the voices. Like, Samuel Jackson was there, and Liam Neeson was in there, and Alec Guinness, even. Yeah. So, I mean, that was a cool little moment, but I don't know. I mean, I thought... And I know what they were going for, right? But it's, so at the end of Palpatine is like, if you kill me, you know, you'll become a Sith, and then you'll rule. But it's like, yeah, but I'll just kill you. Like, why is that mean? I know they did it in Return of the Jedi. I know that was the thing. Like, strike me down with all of your hatred. Yes. Like, that's like the thing. But I didn't sense that Rey had that hatred. You know, I kind of just felt like she was, if she had killed the Emperor, wouldn't she have just been like, all right, we're good. I'm going to rule and everything will be fine because I'm a nice person. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Right. That's she what could. I thought too. I was like, I thought she was going to do that and be like, okay.
Yep.
Now and I have control of everything.
And I thought they were going to do the obvious thing where just Kylo Ren killed him. And then it was like, okay, we're good. Like, he's dead. It's like, so what's the difference? Who kills him? Like, I don't know. It's just, and then in the end, Rey did kill him, sort of. Although, I don't know, he was shooting in the lightning. She was shooting it back.
Killed himself.
And he basically killed himself because he didn't stop. Why didn't he just go, oh, whoa, okay, that's not
going to happen. This hurts.
It was a little what I kind of liked about this, which was really I felt like a departure from Star Wars, but an entrance into my heart as a movie fan. Like all of that stuff, like was kind of like Ghostbusters, and it was kind of like a Hammer vampire movie, you know. And it was like an old school horror movie. The Emperor stuff, and like they kept lighting him like it was like a 70s horror movie, and I was like, this is cool. And then when they revealed his huge gigantic robot fucking thing that's keeping him alive,
that was little, pretty cool. I thought that puppet. Was cool. Yeah,
you where can he's just all, picture it like how they do on The Mandalorian where they have the sketches at the end of on the curtains.
Yeah,
I could just picture like some artist being like, how about the Emperor like comes back to life, but he has to attach this gigantic thing.
He's got this big arm thing holding him together. I mean, yeah, he's like a million years old at this point.
And they're just like, how did he
make Snoke? Like, was it like a clone or something?
He did say like Snoke was my doing. That was
because there were like two Snokes in a jar.
Snokes in a jar. Two Snokes in a jar. Oh my god!
Motherfucking snakes in a plane and Snoke's in a jar.
Which I don't want to spoil anything, but kind of like is a little bit like how they do the creation of Crookshanks on the Watchmen TV show.
Oh, thank you for spoiling it. That's okay. I won't remember by the time I get.
Oh no!
Yeah,
no.
I guess maybe
that's a small thing. That's not even a spoiler.
Well, anyway, I guess that's probably what happened. He created Snoke in a jar, and he could have, and he was, because he was like, and that's another thing. So this, to touch upon what you talked about, Clay, was J.J. Abrams had to fix stuff. Yes. And I think that was, and I know, you know, you're right, I agree, but I think that took away a lot from this movie, that he had to just go and retcon everything, basically, that happened.
Yeah.
And, like,
I don't know. Doesn't really matter, I guess, when you look and see the art in front of you, and this is what they came up with.
Like, I don't know. I feel like he, you know, like the fact that they had to go and do all that took away from this movie because he couldn't focus on making one good movie. He had to make a movie that fixed the last one, and I don't know. Like, I really wanted to. Like, it, maybe I didn't go in with the best attitude, to be honest, because I was like, oh, man, what if this stinks? And then I kind of made it. Maybe I willed it to stick, but it, you know, I'll say it's better than The Last Jedi. I will say that. And it's better than Solo. It was better than Solo too. So the last two movies, it beat those out, if you want to talk about that. But I don't know. Yeah, I was kind of bored in the middle, and I just wasn't interested. Flying all over the place
because there was so much stuff happening. Was it just the death by a thousand paper cuts that they were going to all these different planets? That's what made you bored.
Yeah, and none of it mattered.
Like the action was like moving along,
but it wasn't action to me, right? I mean, there was no real action. It was just going to the places and doing these things. But like by the time we get to the moment with Rey and Kylo Ren are on the waves are crashing and they're there, I was like, please fight. Just please. Like, I mean, like, I'm so tired. Yeah, like all you're doing is flying around and going place to place, but nothing is happening. You're never fighting anybody. Like, there's nothing going on here. Like, I get you don't have to have fighting in every scene, but like every scene they were like, oh, there's some stormtroopers, we better get out of here, and they were just flying away every time.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you guys do something? You're the lamest heroes I've ever seen.
One thing I wish I hadn't, it's not even spoilers, but people's predictions, I guess, I wish I hadn't, like,
I did media blast.
Oh, no, but even like, but as far as like last year, I think, even maybe like 2 years ago, people were saying that maybe that Rey is Palpatine's granddaughter. And I was like, I wish I hadn't seen that, because when it happened, I was like, eh. Like, yeah, totally.
But there was also speculation that she was a Kenobi or something.
Yeah.
And right. If
either of them happened, I would have been like,
yeah, right. Maybe just people shouldn't speculate, you know.
But even if J.J. Abrams decided that she was a Kenobi or a Palpatine back in Force Awakens, I feel like the writers, including J.J., like, had to make those decisions just for this movie. Like, they didn't know that, like you said, Terson, like, they didn't know that she was going to be Palpatine's granddaughter.
Maybe I don't know what they thought, you know. I mean, I'll never know, I guess. I mean, but it's fine. Palpatine's granddaughter, whatever, it's fine. But I don't know. But I do feel like he had to write lines of dialogue just to work in. It's like they're writing it like in the wrong order. You know what I mean? Like they're writing it backwards. Like,
yeah.
And they do say you're supposed to write backwards because you're supposed to know where your story is going to end. But I'm not sure that's how they knew where it was going to end.
They should have hired fucking J. Michael Straczynski at the beginning of these things. It's like, he can give you some broad strokes from beginning to end. And then you guys fill in the gaps.
And then he'll take his name off it when he doesn't agree with like he did with Spider-Man. I don't know. I mean, let's talk about some positive things, I guess.
I don't know. What did you like about it? I feel like there was plenty to enjoy about it. Speeder chases, all the stormtroopers are dumb and can't shoot.
Yeah, yeah. Stormmobiles were pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was fine. That was all, you know, that was all okay.
There was a lot of like,
they can fly now.
Yeah, right. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. And there was really like big explosive like deaths of stormtroopers too. You know, I guess you always kind of see them, but we saw him get shot out of the sky. And then you're like, oh, that guy, he's probably okay. He just like kind of his rocket got knocked down. But the other guy just blows up on the side of the fucking mountain.
I know. You know? Yeah, no, that was
fiery
cool.
Death.
Yeah, I love that.
Fiery death of the ship when they had their force fight.
That was great. That was all cool. There was still, that was still at the point where I was like, okay, things are happening in this movie. And then I feel like a lot didn't happen. I gotta say this too, and this is probably goes back to my not liking Last Jedi that much, but do you guys think, like, when they were talking about like Rey, Finn, and Poe are all buddies, like they were really buddy-buddy, but we haven't seen that really. You know what I mean? Like,
they were all separated all the time. On
yeah, they were never, like, Poe and Rey never met in any of the previous movies that we saw. I mean, and so now they're kind of pretend, like, they're like, yeah, we're all in this together. And I'm like, and they're all like going out and buddy buddy. But I'm like, but you guys weren't really buddy buddy, because I don't think we've ever, we haven't seen it. And I guess we're supposed to infer that it happened, but I don't know. I want to see it. This is, I don't know. But what do you guys have an opinion on that? Did it matter to you? I felt they just sort of ham-fisted that one, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's been like a number of years or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it could have happened. They were all rebels. They hung out together.
Yeah, I guess. I
assume that once they were back together that they chilled.
Yeah, I mean, I assume that, but
and if I don't know. Poe is no Han Solo, but you know, they just, he's the stand-in for Han Solo.
Basically. They just
have to make it be like,
right,
you know, raise the princess and Luke at the same time, and he's right, the Han Solo, and Finn is the, I don't know, Finn.
He's Chewbacca, I guess. I don't know. So Finn,
or he's Lando.
Yeah, I guess he's Lando. I don't know what he is. So Finn, so he clearly loves Rey, right? Mm. Right? I mean, that was what he loved her in the first one, in The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
They did nothing. They had nothing, no interaction in Last Jedi. He seemed to have a thing going with Rose. And yeah, now he's got this other girl.
Rose.
Yeah, now who's this? Now he's got this other girl. Like, what?
You were also a stormtrooper. I like the stormtroopers in this movie. They like he had them like make some jokes, and then she used she reverse Jedi mind tricked. You know, it's fine that we're here. They're welcome.
Yeah, no, I like that. That was all fine.
Oh, we're glad you're here.
Yeah, we're happy. We're happy here. That was great. But I don't know. Yeah, I mean, this weird stormtrooper girl. Not weird. There's nothing. She's fine. But like, and then like, she's like, I don't know about that conversation she had with Lando, where he's like, "Where are you from?" And she's like, "I don't know." And he's like, "Oh, maybe you should find out, sister."
Like, let's find.
I know. I'm like, is he hitting on her?
Did he just adopt her? Like, what's happening?
I hope they're not setting up like another movie or whatever, where this girl goes and finds her home planet or whatever. But they probably are.
Or it's like,
are you from Bespin by any chance? There was another thing that I thought was weird, and I guess it doesn't matter. But so at the end, they show Cloud City, they show all these other planets with like the Star Destroyers are falling, and I guess that's just to sort of be like, oh, the First Order is dead, yay! But like,
Final Order,
right? But the Final Order barely existed.
I know.
I don't know why we're celebrating the death of them. They were like nothing. And what was the deal?
Cannons. They were huge.
Yeah, they were blue. They were red. Oh, but
they
like,
all have Death Star cannons.
Yeah, that's right. All the ships had Death Star cannons. But then, like, that we're all celebrating.
Big explosion. Like, I liked how they blew up that planet. That was fun.
Yeah, that was nice.
I agree.
No issue there. But yeah, I don't know. It was funny that they were all. I guess they were trying to make it like the end of the special edition Return of the Jedi, where they're all celebrating on all the planets. But like, I didn't feel it. You know, like I didn't feel like, oh, cool. Like this is the end of an era.
Yeah, they show the Ewoks and stuff.
Yeah.
I thought they were gonna actually like go there and fucking have a party, rage with the Ewoks, because they mentioned Endor earlier in the movie.
That's right.
Yeah,
one of the planets I needed to go to or whatever.
Yeah, one of the millions of planets.
which to your point, you're right. I don't remember why they mentioned Endor, why they had to go there, but they mentioned it.
Yeah, what was that about?
No, it was one of the moons of Endor, and that's
right. It was the moon. Where the last battle
star had landed.
That's the moon.
Yeah.
It was just. And then they.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to ask about the sort of like, oh, we only have 8 hours left. Like, and I was like, what is this time clock? Like, what do you mean 8 hours to find? Like, what are you talking about?
I don't remember that one bit. I don't remember
that. They mentioned it. They only mentioned it twice. One time, yeah, at the beginning, they said, well, we have 16 hours to get to Palpatine. And then they were like, oh, we only have 8 hours left. It's like, why? I don't understand.
Yeah.
It was until
the big Star Destroyers.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, Clay, I'm sorry. What were you going to say? Or whoever was going to talk? Sorry.
I was going to say, I mean, like I said, I have overwhelmingly good feelings about this, but it's on a spectrum of, I think that I was quoted of saying, I don't really care about Rey and all these people fucking anyways. You know what I mean? Kind of like the gritty Mandalorian shit. Give me some Rogue One. Even some Solo. Like, give me that stuff. Old school Star Wars. I don't really care about this movie made me care about it a little bit more again. So, like, I really want to, like, get this movie and watch, like, even fast forward through to some scenes just to see, like, either cool action scenes or them blowing shit up or whatever. You know what I mean? I thought it was high entertainment value. But I don't like I really, really have a huge gripe with this whole force projection fucking bullshit, force time calls.
I agree. I
fucking hate it. I hate it so much.
I agree with you.
Actually,
yes.
Physically interacting. And they do a lot of that stuff with... Oh, and I did actually, like, in another thing that I thought was cool was how they used the Knights of Ren, because we've been hearing about the Knights of Ren, and you see them, like, in the background a little bit in The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
How they used them in this was very, like, old school, like, fucking, you know.
But they ended up being such turds. There was, like...
Yeah.
They were turds. They were
nothing.
Just, like, marauders.
Yeah. They were nothing. They were... I don't know.
So, now, have you guys watched Mandalorian this week?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So,
came out
early.
It
came out early. Now, my theory on that is, I think that they released it early to make the force healing a canon thing before the movie came out.
Oh, interesting.
Because, like, we hadn't seen that really
before.
Breaking
news, we're the new Mr. Sunday movies. That was very, very good,
John. That was pretty interesting. I didn't even watch it until, like, Saturday or whatever, or Friday. So, like, I saw it after. But you're right, it did come out before. But, yeah, now we're suddenly force healing everybody. And we had never seen it before.
I don't mind that. That's the
force healing. No, I mean, it was cool.
Who cares? But, like, it is interesting.
Didn't bother me as
much. Is that why they released Mandalorian? Do you think that's
that's my theory?
Where they wanted people to stop talking about Baby Yoda on social media and wanted people to start talking about Rise of Skywalker, you know, the main thing.
Or they
are not going to stop talking about Baby Yoda ever.
I know they're not.
They wanted to make sure people went to see Star Wars on Friday rather than sit at home and watch the Mandalorian.
Maybe that's it. I don't know, but yeah, I mean,
Why can they interact with places they aren't at and physically with
objects? Right. And you know what bothered
really,
me a lot?
Really, I don't like that at all.
Here's what bothered
it's just
me.
Them. I think it's just them.
Yeah, we've never seen that before. It's Is it because really, they have a weird connection, which they never really established until...
And
well,
I thought it was going to kind of turn into a little bit of Josh, like Iris and Barry on The Flash, where they were raised in the same house, basically as brother and sister, and now they're, like, married, and it's weird, like,
who?
Don't you think that's just your sister? You probably used to take baths together. Like, that's what I'm talking about. They were both adopted, but still.
I'll tell you what, I agree with you, Clay, because there was that scene where she was wearing that necklace, right? Rey was wearing that necklace, and then in the Force dream world, he rips it off, and then he has it in real life, and then he knows where she is. Yeah. And I was like, that's stupid. Oh, my God, that is so...
I hated that so much.
That was dumb. I'm...
And then
that was
the same
big
thing with the wayfinder
right
and with the...
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, I actually have an extra fucking lightsaber on me. Why don't I just force time it over to you?
Yeah, right.
Force time.
Yeah, I mean, if I wanted to talk to you guys now,
but that's the best way to describe it, really.
Force time, yeah, it is. It's kind of like we're talking to Josh. He's 3 hours like behind us, but like we can't beat things to him.
Yeah, yeah,
we could cool if you did. Stuff.
That'd be cool. I'm gonna send you something, Josh. Here you go. Merry Christmas.
Whoa,
this movie also I felt like was a little bit like
sorry, what were
it
you saying?
A little bit like it was almost a little bit like a Doctor Who, kind of like where a lot of the sci-fi didn't make any sense, and it was just like it was just fun because it just popped over from here to there, hither to thither, and then you just trust the doctor and he figures it all out at the end. You know, I feel like it was a little bit of that.
I guess. Yeah. Maybe I'm overanalyzing it and wishing that, they would explain things that don't.
Definitely didn't go in with the best attitude. But hey.
Well, screw you! No, just kidding.
I feel like I didn't hate the Force time that much because I feel like it's only between them. Like, I feel like different people
that makes
have
me
different
like it a little
Force
bit more,
powers.
Actually. If it just
did they and they had established it. They established it in the last movie as a thing. And it actually worked into the climax, which I actually thought was okay as far as storytelling goes, where, like, she gave him a lightsaber, right? Like, she kind of, like, zoomed a lightsaber over to him, which I thought was kind of cool. Did you guys think, like, so he heals her at the end, and then they kiss, and then he dies, and then he just, like, kills her. Like, I was like, oh, okay, all right. Like, but, he didn't say anything?
Earlier in the movie when she was like, I wanted to take Ben's hand. She's just having like a long distance like crush over him, you know?
Yes.
But they're like also frenemies. They're frenemies.
Well, it was kind of
the
like
one guy she's ever met.
Basically. I mean, like, I think she wanted to have like this, like, you know, like Luke and Vader thing going, like, I know there's good in him, I can, you know, like, and all that stuff, but they never really
they
couldn't get there.
The
you're
last
right
movie got
exactly
in
it
way of itself yeah too much to explore any of that.
I agree they just couldn't get there, and like, you know, but then they got there at the end and then he just fall, like he literally fell over like he was like really tired or something. Like he just like eh. Like he didn't say like it was like. Do you remember Lego Movie where like the Morgan Freeman character was like eh, like he just died. Like I feel like that's what this was like. He kind of just like eh. And he didn't say like he should have said like thank you Ray or goodbye or something. And he just kind of went like ugh.
Well, they kissed.
He should have said Ben out.
Exactly. Ben out.
Oh, can I also? Okay. I also do. It was a delight, an absolute delight to see Krusty Harrison Ford on the screen. But
yeah,
I didn't love that scene.
Did
you,
not like. Did, don't understand how he's like a Force ghost.
But he's not.
I don't.
Or,
I think
I don't
he's
know
just
what
in
the fuck that was, but I did not like that. Kind of like. It's the same thing like when. When in Man of Steel, when Henry Cavill's like at the Fortress of Solitude and his dad, Kevin Costner, who's dead, is there like talking right to him. It's like, your dad
I think that was just in Kylo's head. I don't think that that was like a Force ghost. I think he was just having this crisis of faith. They do it in TV shows and movies all the time. Like they did it on 6 Feet Under every episode.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that he's, you know, doesn't
they
mean
do
that
they're on Arrow a lot too, but I just kind of but
it did feel
Arrow,
like it didn't like work here
it,
because they have
it
other
didn't
ghosts
seem dreamlike. Put some fucking Vaseline on the lens or something. You know, like it should
right
it was just like he was just there.
Yeah, it didn't know work. It didn't work here, I don't think, as a storytelling, like, you know, motif thing that. Because we've seen other ghosts. We've seen so many other Force ghosts, and now Harrison Ford just walks up. And he's like, hey, Ben, how's it going, kid? I'm crusty. But, like, you know, like they just wanted to get him in there. You know, and it's almost like, oh, this is it for the Skywalker saga. Let's get everybody in here.
Yeah, in my opinion, the how Luke Skywalker died, killed himself, projected himself in the last movie, that fucking set up a whole bunch of problems with how the Force ghost people work now and how Force time works now. It just changes the way
right
this is the way it changes
this is the way
And
so you know what? It's also too, like, you know how Finn was like, oh, we've met. Like, how did we? It's amazing that we met. It was the Force. Like, you know, like, he's kind of like.
But yeah, it seems like he's now they're just showing that he's Force sensitive. Finn. I was picking up on like, that a little bit right again.
Yeah.
It just kind of like made it be like, it's just a feeling I have that they're seeing that ship over there. That's where we need to go. And he's like, wait, no, she's in that ship. So I don't know. That's okay.
I don't know.
That's why he's attracted to her.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, the Force tells him to. I don't know. I mean, we've been using the Force in movies, like I said, since 1977. And we're still figuring things out, right?
Yeah, like introducing stuff like in the at the last second because Rian Johnson's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Well, I liked it in Force Awakens when he's like, we'll use the Force. And Han Solo goes, that's not how the Force works. You know what I mean? I like that aspect. I don't like the just pretending that it's everywhere and this kid with the broom can do it and all this other stuff. I don't know. I just don't agree with it. But I mean, I guess that's the way it is. So
there was a certain amount of joy when the Force Awakens comes out and when Chewie were home and like the map of everything and they start introducing the old characters and stuff. Really like that. And at the very end of the movie, and we're like, oh, this is going to be so great. But it feels like that movie like basically has like not really all that much to do with this movie we just saw.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right. It really didn't, except a little bit of like what Kylo Ren is about. But
that's
really all that it was good for. And you know. Okay, I want to talk for a second about Hux. What the hell is Hux? He's like, I'm the spy. And they kill him in 5 seconds. Like, he's nothing. Just like a nothing character. Just meant nothing.
Well, I mean, he was the spy because he was a jerk. And he just wanted to beat Kylo Ren because he hated Kylo Ren. Didn't matter.
He wasn't a good guy. Yeah. He was just the guy from Logan just like boom shot him, and I was like, oh well, that was kind of pointless, but all right, I guess I gotta get rid of him somehow.
And with him, why didn't they like, because they made it seem like he had this like history from before in the old trilogies with the Emperor, right? Why wouldn't you have picked like an actor that was actually in the old trilogies,
because he'd be like a million years old?
Yeah, they'd be too old.
I don't know, but so. You're right.
I mean
I guess they have Lando in it. They have Billy Dee Williams in it.
Exactly.
He's a million years old.
They have the Emperor in it.
I know. Oh, good God. He's a million years old. Like, he is old. I don't know.
So, here's my question. Do you really think that this is the end of the Skywalker saga? Because, I mean, what's it called now? It's the Skywalker... What's the one we just saw? Oh, my God.
Rise of Skywalker?
Rise of Skywalker. And she's like, I'm Rey Skywalker. So maybe it's not going to have Luke or any of them in it, but like, I just feel like it's going to continue with her. She has a new lightsaber.
Yeah, it's gold or yellow. Yeah. What do you think? Yellow, I guess?
It was, Josh, did you think it was like how the new doctor like made her own homemade?
I like that. I think you've kind of established
the Jedi built his or her own. Their own.
You build your own lightsaber. Luke did it. Kylo Ren built the shitty one, kind of, you know, like we're supposed to believe. And then, you build your own. And hers was pretty cool.
Like, it's like,
and that's what Kylo Ren throws his. Oh, go ahead, Josh.
Oh, I feel like it's how like Endgame happened. So many people are just like, "What do you mean? There's more Marvel movies coming out?" They said this was Endgame. They said this was it, and I'm like,
"Yeah,
no."
Well, it's the end of like probably obviously the end of Iron Man and
right.
Captain America and you know whatever, but it's not. Of course, there's more Marvel movies.
Yeah,
we know there's going to be some TV shows on Disney Plus for Star Wars. So obviously, there's one going on right now. So, I mean, yeah, are they going to use sort of like Marvel? Oops, sorry, I just peeled the sticker off there. I didn't mean for that to be so loud. We know there's going to be Marvel shows and Star Wars shows, and there's Mandalorian going on right now, there's stuff. So are they going to use Disney Plus as like the avenue to launch more franchises, sort of, in a way, probably, the right?
TV show where they find out who that girl is. Lando's like, let's find out.
Hey, let's go on a little trip. I don't know. Maybe. Probably, right? I mean, they set it up. They put the line in there. I don't know.
Chewie gets
his
medal.
Oh, God. I mean, I know. Hey, fan service is fine. I think he should have died. Give him his medal posthumously. I don't know. And like, so what about Princess Leia having a lightsaber and learning to use the Force and all that stuff? I mean, that's nice.
I sort of remember from Jedi, they were talking about her Force, like maybe starting training soon or something. So I think that's why they said it.
No, you're wrong. Thing. Sorry, that never happened. I have seen Return of the Jedi like 1,000 times.
They
don't
talk about her having
Force. Never. They never said. They mentioned that she has like a feeling, but she never said, "Oh, I'm going to start training. Give me a lightsaber." I mean, I don't care. That's not a big nit. That's a little bit of a thing. But like, I was like, well, "That's weird." She just.
I mean, it makes sense, I guess, that she would train.
I guess.
Being that she's Luke's twin sister.
Right. But they never established it, which kind of goes back to like them not knowing from movie to movie where they were going to end up. Because I think they could have mentioned that in Force Awakens or even Last Jedi. Like, well, you've been training or whatever. What about your training? I mean, we had the Mary Poppins thing.
It was him feeling like he had to explain why she flew after she got blown out of the ship in the last movie.
Right. Yeah.
Which is like, did you really need to explain that? Like, I think
I know. Like, we know. We're fans. I don't know. All right. Well, where do we put this one in the 1 to 9 or 11, I guess, right? We have 11 Star Wars movies. Where do you feel this one ranks? In the whole saga, you don't have to if you don't want to, but
I'm having trouble with that because I saw everybody was posting those and I was like, I don't want to do one of those.
All right, you don't have to. We don't have to.
I could say it's of the three movies, I liked it. I guess I liked Force Awakens and then this one and then Last Jedi. Below that, and that Rogue One is still my favorite new Star Wars movie that's ever come out. It's hard to rank them with the original.
In the Disney era, I guess. Yeah, if you want to rank them in the Disney era.
My ultimate, like, that's what I hold the standards up to, is just that movie.
I agree. In this era, Rogue One is the best one.
Yeah, Rogue One is definitely the best one.
And that was the flashback one, so it's kind of like you would put
it's
that
kind of like the
prequel
right.
area be episode 4, if there wasn't.
Yeah, so Rogue One.
3.5.
Rogue One, right. Force Awakens, then Last Jedi.
Okay.
Then this one, and then Solo.
Okay, so you're saying that this movie props up Last Jedi.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. I feel like I liked Last Jedi anyways. I know I was like one of the few.
No, it's okay.
But like I went and saw it a couple times in the theater, and I was just like, I like it.
All right. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I agree. This one is better. I put this one before Last Jedi and Solo. Oh, they don't have like a. It's still not great. It's just more of a comment on that. I didn't enjoy those movies that much. But yeah, I mean, I say Rogue One, Force Awakens, and then this one, and then, you know, the rest of them. It's kind of awful.
I didn't put Solo in my rankings, but it would be above Last Jedi, I guess. So
I guess I would too, but it doesn't.
In the basement.
I would put it in the basement too, but I mean, I didn't. I guess, man, I don't know. Maybe Solo deserves another viewing.
Oh, but, I think so, man.
I just didn't like the actor as much. I think what was going on was probably good, but the actor just kind of was like, eh.
Yeah, he wasn't that good. I mean, and I don't know. It seemed like it just wasn't. Lando, yeah, Lando was good.
So good.
What's his name? Donald Glover.
And, you know, what's her face? Game of Thrones. She's in it, too.
That's true.
Yeah, but she did.
Amelia Clark.
Yeah. Yeah. I just feel like the whole movie just didn't have any. Like, it just didn't matter. Like, it was just a pointless money grab.
Last weekend, because we were at Airbnb and we had somebody else's Netflix, and that's still on Netflix. And I was with
a
mixed company. So I was with Stacy, our friend. And I was like, yeah, why don't we just put this on? It seemed like something everybody could agree to watch. And I enjoyed it.
All right. I mean, I'm sure it's fine. Woody Harrelson is always fun.
Woody Harrelson.
I love a Woody Harrelson. Oh, yeah. I love a Woody Harrelson. So do you have, like, do we want to do like an A, B, C kind of thing on this one? Or do we just, are we done with ranking Rise of Skywalker?
Let's rank out of 10. And I will say that a 7 is not a 7.
You
were your ranking.
Really got mad at us for our Mandalorian
score. No, I didn't get mad at
you. Because we gave the first episode of Mandalorian a 7. You got a little dusty. I don't know. This one is like 5, probably.
You gave The Mandalorian a 7?
Well, yeah. The first episode, I gave a 7. I feel like it's gotten better. I do actually feel like it's gotten better. This new episode was really good. The one before that, it was okay. I didn't really care about it. When they were freeing that guy from the prison, whatever. I just didn't. That didn't do it for me. I didn't care about any of that. The one with Bill Burr, even though I like Bill Burr.
Yeah.
He was great.
Do you guys watch Rick and Morty at all?
No, I don't. Rachel does. She loves
it. I'm not a millennial.
Oh, that's hilarious. You got to watch it. It's hilarious.
I think we are millennials, aren't we? Technically.
It's funny when you said you got to watch it, I thought you were like, you got to watch it, Clay.
You better watch it.
You better watch yourself. So they had a heist episode of Rick and Morty a couple weeks ago, and it was like the whole joke was like everybody was like, "You son of a bitch, I'm in." And it was like that's just what it reminds me of.
I did like the line. Was that in the line? It's like, "Oh, it used to be an Imperial sharpshooter." He's like, "Well, that's not saying much." Like, there was some good. I mean, it's really good writing. I think a 7 is you're really on me for that, but the first episode was a 7. This one, I mean, maybe a 4. I don't know. Rise of Skywalker does not rank up there with Mandalorian. That's for sure. Not even.
Yeah,
it's not.
I think it's hard now, especially when you have something good like Mandalorian on, and you're like, "This is how Star Wars could be."
That's true. I agree. 100%. And maybe just my nostalgia is giving me, like, because I was pretty bored, like. In sitting in the movie, if you asked me then, I'd be like, "This is like 2. This stinks." But like, I don't know. Thinking about it, it's fine. There are some action scenes that are good, but I don't know. Sitting in there, I was like, "This is so boring." What do you think, Clay? Do you have a number grade?
I'll give it at least an 8.
Yeah, wow! Enjoyed
it. Okay. I don't even really care about The Force Awakens, but there's really some. I guess I'd get The Force Awakens like a 9, you know, but I'd give this one an 8, but
wow.
You know, Last Jedi is like a 3.
All right.
It's the main Star Wars movie. I give it that props and respect. And I really liked the kind of schlocky, like cinema tropes that he threw in there. Those really appealed to me. I like that a lot.
I think Harrison Ford definitely builds Force Awakens up into a good movie just by being Han Solo, and like that character makes the movie. Which, like I said, like we've said for a while, like I've said for a while, it doesn't say much about the new characters, and even you, Clay, say you don't care about them. So
yeah, I don't really. I
mean, that's the failure of the writing. They're supposed to make you care, and they don't care. So, and like nobody. Nobody cares. So I don't know, but that's the Skywalker saga, as they're calling it. Yeah, all
Rise
these
of
movies,
Skywalker.
I give it a 5 if anybody cares.
All right, yes, thank you. I do care. Of course I care. I'm sorry I didn't ask. That's 5. It. We've seen
right
it
down the middle.
Yeah, right down the middle. So that's how you felt walking out. You said, "I don't even know how I feel." That's,
yeah. I think that's probably why I give it a 5. It's like I'm still. I don't know. I feel like I'd see it again just to really like let it soak in. Maybe it'll go higher. Maybe it'll go lower.
Yeah, I want to see it again.
I'm not going to see it again unless it's on HBO again, or
someplace with reclining seats, so my legs don't hurt.
Yeah, maybe standing for the last like 10 minutes or whatever. Did you okay? One more thing, and I thought this was, and this is movie stuff, and I shouldn't overanalyze it, but isn't it funny? So, at the end of Last Jedi, they sent out this call, right, and nobody came, and that was like a big moment, and they even had to fix that in this one. But then, like, we're gonna send Lando and Chewie out to go get people, and they come back with like thousands of people, like.
Yeah.
What? Where were all these people? Was it
people too when in the big battle of the Last Jedi? I thought literally like the whoever was left, that small crew was all that was left. Like in the resistance. And now there's resistance people all over the place.
I mean, I guess we're supposed to believe over the last couple of years they've kind of they recruited. But now like there were so many ships. Like, was it just Lando sort of like charming them? Be like, hey, why don't you come fight with me?
I think that it's got to do with, I think, more the fact that the Emperor's back and he sent out this message and he blew up a planet. And like, I think maybe all the people are like, oh man, this is like serious. Maybe we got to do something to stop it.
That Emperor, I mean, nobody cared about Snoke, but man, that Emperor, whoa, what a, he's a badass. We need to stop this right now.
They killed him and he came back.
I guess that was it. I don't know. I mean, Wedge was there. That was nice.
I wish it was more Wedge.
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. And whatever. But can't you like send a text or something and be like, hey, let's go fight the Emperor? You gotta send Lando and Chewie out to go do it. Can't they like, don't they have a lot of technology? Can't they just Skype them? We're Skyping right now.
Right.
I mean, like, I don't know. Whatever. It was more dramatic that way to have Lando show up and be like, hey, I got all these guys. I'm gonna have me a Colt 45 malt liquor while I drink the while I fight these first or final order, whatever the hell they're called. I don't know. It was fine. The Force lightning into the sky was okay. I was kind of neat with that. Like the Emperor, I'll show you guys. But overall, pretty disappointing. But anyway,
I think. Do you think that the title is a double meaning because Kylo Ren Ben Skywalker. He rises up and then saves.
They referred to him as Rey. Ben Solo, haven't they? Or
yeah, but, he's Ben Solo.
But they did say, well,
but he is a Skywalker.
He's the last Skywalker.
So he has Skywalker blood.
And then he kisses away his last bit of energy, Sleeping Beauty's Rey, to wake me up. And then she's like, I think I'm an orphan. I think I'm going to take Skywalker.
I didn't mind.
Somebody get me a broom. I gotta clean this place up. A lot of dirt. A lot of sand here.
And then the Force Ghosts are like, whoa, 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 that's not what we meant. You don't take our name.
Yeah. What are you I think they're like, wait.
We were just saying hi.
All right. Or they're just like kind of like side eyeing her, like, all right. And then a few months later they ask her, like, so about the name.
Yeah, can you be somebody else? Can you be another name? Can you just
why don't you
how about Palpatine?
Americanized Palpatine. Palpatone. Right?
Ray how Palpatone. About Dirt Walker?
Dirt Walker. You got all this dirt around you.
Ray Dirt Walker.
I was a little nervous. Like, I mean, that old woman who just showed up and said, like, oh, nobody's been here in a while. I'm like, literally a while. I mean, that was 40 fucking years ago. Like, I mean, like you mean to tell me, like, this is all still here? Jeez.
What is that lady doing walking her?
Yeah, what was she through there? Anyway, doing out there?
To be fair, it actually does. It all sits out there still in the desert in Tunisia. They built it.
Oh, really?
The other day, and it's there. You can just go and walk around.
Oh, well, all right then. I stand corrected. That is still there. I didn't mind that. I didn't mind it. I mean, that was I actually kind of like the old lady being like, "What's going on here?" And she's like, "Who are you?" And she's like, "I'm Rey Skywalker." You know, whatever. But
no Yoda.
When somebody somebody's just like, "What's your name?" and you're just like, Josh?
Yeah, right.
And they were like, Josh, what's your last name?
What? No, what's your full name? What about Josh who? I mean, yeah, it's so weird.
Do
you're like,
have
okay.
Any animals in the residence?
It's all right, old lady. Just move along. I don't know. It's pretty funny. But
I'm with the census.
They had to
the Tatooine Census Bureau.
If you can't be burying stuff in the sand, you know. All right. Well, I guess that's all we got. That was our take on Rise of Skywalker.
Certainly not a perfect movie.
No, certainly not. I mean, I don't know movies are, but this one, I don't know. We talked about. I'm glad you guys. Well, kind of. Clay enjoyed it, and Josh half enjoyed it. But let us know if you see it again.
Like, the things I didn't like, I really didn't like. I don't like them messing around with the Force like they're doing all willy-nilly.
I agree. It seems less cool now that anyone can just do it.
And even like Palpatine, they're like, how did you bring yourself back to life? And he's like, well, the dark side of the Force and the Sith, we just... Right. We can do some crazy shit, man.
We had a little combo.
You don't even know what we could do.
But like Darth Vader is still dead. I guess he wasn't as powerful as Emperor Palpatine.
But he turned back to the good side before he died. That's why.
And his voice was in the montage as well, right? Anakin's voice was in there. And I think, did you read this? So, what's her name? Ahsoka. From Clone Wars, apparently his voice is in there. Did I read that?
Spoiler warning.
I read that before the movie, that she had a cameo, but they didn't know what kind of cameo. I think that's just her voice in the little medley of voices. But I don't know that for sure. I'm just saying.
I'll have the voice medley with my steak
thing. Yes, it's like a vegetable medley, but a voice medley. All right, well, I gotta head, but thanks so much, Josh, for waking up early and being with us, and thanks, no Clay, and Merry Christmas to you everybody. Guys.
Yeah,
Merry Christmas, that's right. Happy Life Day, and Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night, and we'll see you chumps later.
Later.
Just one last thing, Ryan Johnson. Let's not have blue milk next time, okay? Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Ah, this hurts.